Mark, we're going to be coming up here in the next couple of days with some really cold temperatures, and also when you factor in the wind, wind chills that are going to be reaching well into the negatives. How, from your perspective, how is a school district like Niagara Falls considering making the decision whether or not to close for the cold?
Well, first of all, we have to rely on the forecasters, and the wind chill temperature is really the key thing for us in Niagara Falls with 2,000 students who walk. We have to be very cognizant of that. We're looking at a wind chill temperature somewhere between 15 and 20 below zero to make that call. If it reaches that for a sustained period of time, we're gonna more than likely close schools until we can get some warmer weather.
Now, I know that in New York State, there's a recent bill in Albany that talked about temperatures being at a certain high for schools to close. Is there a certain policy where temperatures have to be at a certain low for them to close, whether it be considering the wind chill or just the actual air temperature?
Well, there's not a particular policy that states when those considerations have to be made, but I think common sense dictates the fact that when it's 15 to 20 below and you've got the number of walkers and students who wait on a bus stop, we're not going to risk anyone's safety. We're going to make the call to close down. We're going to make the call to keep people at home and stay warm. A little added twist this week is that the high school students have Regents exams, so that will take a little bit more scheduling challenges if we choose to close, and that's something that we'll handle. That won't preclude us from closing, but that 15 to 20 below zero wind chill factor is really going to be the significant mark.
Do you feel that it's more so based on each district and each superintendent with like a certain maybe no-go number if the temperatures dip below that?
Well, we talk as a group of superintendents about that threshold. Every district has a different situation. Niagara Falls, as I can speak to, has so many walkers, so many bus stops. A smaller district where everyone's bused may be a little different. So I think that it does go district to district, but we talk to each other. We kind of get a common agreement that when it hits a certain level or below level, I should say, that we're going to probably shut down and that we'll continue to monitor the next day and the next day. So, those are the thresholds that we're looking for. We do talk and we do try to collaborate as much as possible, but every district has got its specific nuances.
And how much of a factor does the snow and even the wind factor into these types of decisions as well? I know that the cold itself is certainly a concern, but the snow and the wind, that's also a possibility and almost a likelihood with this upcoming system. How much does that factor?
Well, the wind in this case is really going to be the determinant. If it does hit those wind chills, it'll make the decision very easy. So I think the wind more than the snow we're going to see up here in Niagara Falls is probably going to be the difference maker. However, you've got to factor that all in, because if snow is blowing on the sidewalks, it forces young people to walk in the streets. That becomes another issue that we've got to consider and make sure that safety is paramount. So everything is setting up for a pretty cold stretch here, and we'll try to make these decisions early enough in the evening to give parents the notification that they need if they have to go to work or provide childcare. So we'll probably make these decisions early this evening.